BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump says the US military has rescued the American airman who went missing in southern Iran after an F-15 fighter jet was shot down on Friday. A US military official said warplanes dropped bombs and shot at Iranian convoys to keep them away from the hiding airman. Iranian media say five people were killed. Lorna Gordon is in Dubai.
The circumstances of the rescue are unclear at the moment, but one person familiar with the operation described it as a huge combat search and rescue operation in the mountains of southern Iran. The BBC understands there was an engagement between US and Iranian forces during the rescue. President Trump said dozens of aircraft were sent to Iran to rescue the crew member and that the individual, who he said was a colonel, had sustained injuries but would be, in his words, just fine.
Iran has continued to fire missiles and drones at Israel and Gulf states. In Kuwait, an Iranian drone attack damaged two power generation stations and water desalination plants, putting them offline. In Abu Dhabi, operations were suspended at a petrochemicals plant after it caught fire from falling debris. Earlier, Israel said it intercepted several Iranian missiles. From Jerusalem, here's Daniel Desimoni.
Iranian missiles fired towards Israel this morning, according to the Israeli military. Overnight, there was a drone attack in Kuwait and elsewhere in the region. And we've got this big deadline that's coming up tomorrow that Donald Trump set some days back. And the deadline, he says, is either Iran will make a deal and open the Strait of Hormuz, or he will follow through on these threats to destroy Iranian energy plants.
Hezbollah says it used a cruise missile to target an Israeli warship off the Lebanese coast, the first such claim by the Iranian-backed militant group since the start of the Middle East war. Hezbollah claimed the vessel was preparing to launch an attack on Lebanese territory. Israel's military says it's unaware of any such incident. The Israeli military says it struck more than 120 air defence systems and missile sites in Iran over the last 24 hours. The IDF said the targets in central and western Iran posed a threat to Israeli aircraft. Earlier, Iran said Israeli airstrikes on a major petrochemical hub had killed at least five people. Israel's military said it targeted the Mashar complex because it was being used to produce critical components for ballistic missiles. Iran has executed two men convicted of attempting to storm a military facility and access an armory during anti-government protests in January. The country's Supreme Court upheld the sentences for the two defendants. Tehran claimed they were among rioters who sought to commit mass murder. The court also said the two men were acting on behalf of Israel and the United States during the protests. BBC News. Voters in the Maldives have overwhelmingly rejected a government plan to hold presidential and parliamentary elections on the same day to save costs. Local elections held alongside the referendum also saw a humiliating defeat for President Mohamed Muiz's People National Congress. The main opposition, Maldivian Democratic Party, has swept key councils in the capital, Male, and in the archipelago's second largest constituency of Aceh. The four astronauts of the Artemis II mission are more than halfway on their journey to the moon. The crew say they have now caught a first glimpse of the far side of the moon. Astronaut Christina Cook described the incredible views she's seen.
It was just absolutely spectacular. One of the interesting things that happens when you look at a moon that inherently just looks different is the darker parts just aren't quite in the right place. And something about you senses that is not the moon that I'm used to seeing. And sure enough, we got out our lunar targeting information and we matched up and we're like, that is the dark side.
Asked about his emotions seeing our planet from space, the mission's pilot, Victor Glover, called Earth an oasis in a vast expanse of emptiness of space. Pope Leo will celebrate his first Easter Mass as pontiff in St. Peter's Square shortly. Tens of thousands of worshippers are expected in the square, which will be decorated with around 65,000 flowers, a tradition running into its 40th year. After Mass, Pope Leo will deliver the Urbi et Orbi blessing to the city of Rome and the world. The British Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, has denounced a North London music festival for promoting the American rapper Kanye West as the star attraction. Kanye has drawn widespread criticism for his anti-Semitic remarks, open admiration for Adolf Hitler and celebration of Nazism. Sir Keir said it was deeply concerning that he'd been booked to headline the Wireless Festival in July. BBC News.